This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. We try to make it easy for you to get your message out. It's Mark with you.
And Angie.
Angie, you brought in a piece of show prep that I was interested in. Apparently, there's a police department, and this police department happens to be in the free state of New Hampshire.
It does.
That is, well, they got a drone program. Now, these things have been going on around the United States, and I guess it shouldn't be a surprise. Civilians are using drones for all kinds of things,
yep.
And now police are using them, too. So, what's the story? Where's it from?
It is from CBS in Boston.
Okay.
It says, New Hampshire Police Department launching drone program. The Portsmouth Police Department is launching a drone program. Lieutenant Christian Cummings told the police commission on Tuesday that a drone provides an eye in the sky where we wouldn't normally have one.
That can be useful in, say, crowd control circumstances. Maybe if there's, I don't know, if they happen to be somewhere near a bank robbery.
But it's in Portsmouth. How dangerous can it be there?
There's not a lot of crowd control situations in Portsmouth, no. But they want them anyway. And they've got a huge tax base in Portsmouth. So the cops have to have things to spend their money on.
Oh, they have lots of money.
Yeah. And I'll bet you these drones aren't the $300 jobbies that you all get at the store there, the toy store or whatever,
no,
the hobby shop.
Not even close.
No.
The article says that the reports that Cummings Detective Eric Windstorm and Officer James Nouri said the program will start with $69,638 of Homeland Security grant.
That's a good chunk of change. All right. Of course, this is what they love. They love themselves a good grant, and they have grant writers to do these things.
Says Cummings said the team plans to purchase a drone with two cameras, one for surveillance and another with infrared technology for searches. Cummings said the drones will help members of the Seacoast Emergency Response Team deployed to high-risk emergencies. He said drones can also be used in searches to map crime scenes.
Okay, I suppose all of those things make a certain amount of sense. I imagine, as you said, that Portsmouth probably, that there's probably not a lot of crime, big crimes that are going sort of unsolved that drones are going to fix. How many solutions per year do we expect to get out of this? And I would say the answer is very, very few, vanishingly few.
Yeah, but for $70,000, what kind of drone are they going to purchase for that much money? Do they need that much money for a drone?
It's
going to
be a really nice drone. And this is how it goes, right? Like, the police needed cameras on their chests,
right?
You know? And what's it cost to get a camera? You can go get, for $100, you can get a pair of glasses that'll, you know, have a cam on it.
And a microphone.
Yeah. You think of that as the price tag? No! Each one of these outfits is five figures for these guys.
For each officer?
Oh, yeah. And that's because it has to broadcast or whatever.
But then they turn them off and you don't even get the feed from them.
Well, they have to have privacy.
Of course, because you don't want to know what they're doing.
Right. So some of them actually will broadcast 30 seconds before and 30 seconds after they turned off or something. That's how they caught one cop, which was kind of an interesting story. He was planting drugs on a scene and whoops, got him.
Now, do the cops know that they – I guess they do now that they know that they broadcast 30 seconds before and after?
I think that he knew. He just forgot.
Oh, he didn't watch his watch and count down the 30 seconds. Oh, it's time.
Right. He just didn't pay attention. He thought he turned it off and whatever. Yep. Didn't think it was going to be seen. And, anyway, it just happens that way. So I look,
that's really all it says.
Yeah. So what are, lay them on me again. What are these list of things that they're hoping to accomplish?
They're hoping to help with searches and for infrared technology.
Right. So if a kid's lost in the woods,
they're going to look for them.
Maybe, especially if it has infrared, then it gets a lot easier to find them. Then you got a huddled little thing there, and, you know, chase off the badgers and the foxes, and pretty soon you find the kid. And it could be useful for that. I mean, I can imagine that the community and even especially the parents are going to be pretty grateful for that stuff being on site. Doesn't really sound like a cop thing. Sounds like a firefighter thing. But regardless.
Are missing children a huge thing in Portsmouth? Pretty safe area, right?
In New Hampshire, kids will wander off.
Okay.
But Portsmouth isn't one of those places. There's not a lot of woods in Portsmouth.
Yeah.
It's a metro. But they probably could loan it to one of the surrounding towns that has more of that. So, all right. So, searches, infrared searches. I gotcha.
That's all it said. It said for infrared searches and surveillance.
Okay, surveillance, yeah, I suppose they could be.
And they're going to watch their citizens closer?
Yeah, they're going to do that. That's no doubt, right? They've got some kind of drug bust situation that they're hoping to do. They're watching a house. You know, they're going to send the drone up to keep an eye. It's going to be kind of quiet up there, and they can look and see who's going in and out the back door.
The eye in the sky.
Right, it's going to be all that. So it's very Big Brother in that way, no doubt about it. And Jay joining us here. Thanks for joining us, Jay.
Hello.
And we're talking about apparently Portsmouth, New Hampshire has decided that it, in order to better serve its customers, its citizens, it is now employing a force of drones that aren't cheap. Angie, what do they cost?
They got a grant from the Homeland Security for $70,000.
70 grand, so probably one would be my guess.
Yeah, well, I'm sure the government approved contractor that is supplying said drone, you know, contributes handsomely to the local Portsmouth parasites, I mean, bureaucrats.
One, it would be difficult to know who or why, but I mean, I think this is just another toy for them.
Absolutely.
But this has got an infrared camera on it. I don't have any idea what it would be like. This isn't some $300 drone you get at the hobbyist store, but. And it looks very hefty, the picture of it that I'm looking at here, because it's able to lift quite a sizable camera with it, so it looks pretty.
Maybe my brother will call in and explain this to us. He lives and breathes for drones now.
He races them, right?
He's a professional drone racer. He's been going to Ohio and Florida.
Professional.
Yeah, literally, he's like on ESPN like stuff. He's one of the top guys.
Do they? Does he make enough money doing it to live?
No.
Okay, that's why I'm air quoting.
Yeah, well, I don't think really anybody is yet.
No, I can't.
He's definitely has sponsors. He gets his plane tickets paid for. He's getting hotels paid for. He hasn't got, you know, the plane tickets paid for to fly his wife and kids out with him and, you know, accommodations for his wife and kids to go to, like, Florida and Hawaii and, you know, places. But and he actually does one of the biggest drone meets in the Northeast in Steventown, New York, every year. Him and a couple of his, you know, our family refers to him and his drone nerd friends. They got this huge thing where it's actually, they've been selling out of tickets every year and they've been expanding it as much as they, you know, financially can, because that's a, you know, if he had a $50,000 to throw at it, he could, you know, invite a lot more people. But, you know, these guys are just taking their own pocket cash and literally, you know, putting on a festival for drone, and they have drone racing competitions and they have vendors and they get food trucks there. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, Pork Fest for
drone nerds.
For drone nerds. Yeah. Or, you know. So, yeah, those guys tell you all about this stuff.
I'm amazed at how these things can, they have the races with them, and they fly in and out of barricades.
So, you know, like horse pasture fencing.
Yeah.
You have
6-inch
tall rails, and between the rails you have
18 inches maybe?
No, about 10 inches are rails at the barn we grew up on.
All right.
And so, you know, you have about, you know, almost 3 feet worth of actual, you know, fencing. But, you know, the first one is, you know, 22 or 30 inches off the ground. And there's 10-inch spacings between them. You know, 7-8 years ago, he was flying drones through those, you know, at like 45, 50 miles an hour, you know, just by looking through his goggles and off the GoPro camera off the front of him. And he trashed a lot of drones.
That was my next question.
Oh, yeah.
How many did he go through?
They destroyed them. But these things are all made out of styrofoam. And, like, the wings cost, like, you know, $4 a side. The center sections are, like, what's expensive is the motors.
Yeah.
And the controllers. The props are they're destroying props all the time. You know, you clip a tree or and you clip the guy you're racing against.
Yeah, I imagine they get rather close.
But this drone can be taken down. There's technology to take any drone down.
What's that technology like?
You just jam the signal to them.
855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. There's probably going to be cop drones falling out of the sky once people figure that out. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. You're welcome to call in and talk about whatever you want. We were just talking about a Well, a police department in New Hampshire apparently getting a drone, and I guess this isn't particularly new news. Lots of police departments are getting these things. One wonders what they're going to use them for.
Concord has one. Last year they had it out at the 420 thing, and we thought it was a private drone.
Oh, yeah.
And I had sent some pictures to my brother, and there's actually a an FCC number on them.
Oh, yeah?
That you're technically, if you're engaging in commercial activity, it says, like you're using them for hires.
Then you have to have the FCC license.
Register them and all that stuff. And he said it came back to Concord.
PD?
Actually, no, it was the county.
Okay.
It was owned by the county. So yeah, he told me it was a cop one. That's what he said.
Yeah. Well, speaking of your brother and drones, he's going to be running a drone class of some sort at ForkFest this year. ForkFest is a camping festival that we're going to be at, and it's going to be a lot of fun, June 13th through the 18th in the White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground, where it's been up to this point, and there's another camping festival there that should be pretty exciting. But, yeah, we'd love to see you out there. Just go to the website, forkfest.party. June 13th through the 18th in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, forkfest.party. Tell us about what this event that your brother's having.
Well, so I told him, I said, hey, I'm doing this man camp thing, and we're teaching people stuff, and we're teaching, you know, people like real life working skills, and, you know, and a lot of the regular listeners are already familiar with my man camp stuff that I'm working on. And so when I was actually talking to Josh today, and I was like, hey, you going to bring some drones up to, you know, up for Rogers Campground this year for, you know, ForkFest and ForkFest? He's like, yeah. And I says, well, you really, like, people are always asking about drones, and people are always talking to you about drones. So why don't you do an explanation on drones? Why don't you do a demonstration? Why don't you tell the people about the technology? Why don't you educate people on them and tell them, like, you know, he's like, oh, I'm not letting anybody fly any of my drones unless they've done the
class.
Not the class.
Okay.
I mean, you don't just, you know, sort of the flight simulator. You hook an actual,
okay,
one of these remote controls that you control your drone with, and you basically hook it into your computer, and then you fly a simulator, and it simulates, you know, a bunch of things. And basically, as far as Josh is concerned, if you can fly whichever simulator he likes, I don't know, they're all, you know, it's a whole bunch of them. But if you can fly a certain simulation, he'll let you fly his drone. So, like, for example, like, you know, guys like, you know, there's a whole bunch of people that have been going to this festival for years that fly drones and understand them. He'll let, you know, and those guys kind of get together and chat and talk about them and stuff. So he's going to kind of have, like, maybe an educational roundtable discussion. It's looking like, we haven't got all the details, but it's going to be part of, it's going to be part of the festivities up there.
I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, yes.
So, you know how that's daylight savings time is one of the things that we talk about. It's always coming up in the news. And
right.
I feel like there's this momentum for doing away with daylight savings time coming up. Free Talk Live has been talking about it for railing at the government for their control of time. But, you know, and I'll admit there are some advantages to daylight savings time, but the disadvantages seem to outweigh it. And it looks like Idaho. So I always look for daylight savings news. I don't know why, but it interests me. I'd love to see it gotten rid of. And
I like calling it daylight shifting time.
It's, yeah.
It really makes more sense. Every time Daryl says that, I'm like, that's just, like, perfect.
Yeah,
know?
Shifting time is better. Going here from Boise at theidahopress.com. I don't even think they have an author. They don't have a byline on this one. It's amazing. Oh, yeah. Savannah Cardon. I don't think it gives her email address. It says, changing clocks twice a year to account for daylight savings, daylight shifting, poses health risks among other problems for Idahoans. And everybody else, said Rep. Christy Zito, whose bill to eliminate daylight saving time statewide advanced in the House on Tuesday. After no debate in the Senate State Affairs Committee, Zito's bill was sent to the House floor with a do pass recommendation. It would exempt Idaho from daylight shifting time saving changes, leaving the entire state in standard time year-round. Representative Brooke Green, Democrat Boise, cast the one vote against the change, But daylight shifting, Idahoans move their clocks forward in 1 hour from March to November. Every time the time changes, it causes issues with businesses. Crime increase. Farmers and ranchers supposedly have to shift their schedules, Zito said. Zito, by the way, is a Republican from Hammett, wherever that is. The periodic time change can lead to seasonal affective disorder and depression, she said, creating problems for people who are pregnant or suffer from cluster headaches. My biggest argument in favor of it is that there are health issues, says Zito. By the way, it's also difficult on kids going to school and stuff like that. It's hard. And they do see heart attacks go up surrounding daylight savings time. So
even LRN.FM feed is affected by it because Ernie Hancock starts his show at 6 a.m. In Phoenix. And Arizona doesn't participate.
Doesn't shift.
Yeah, it doesn't shift. So the LRN feed, you know, so the Ernie show, you know, during the wintertime starts at 8 a.m. and then
Eastern,
and you know, now it's at 9 a.m. Eastern, unless things have changed. But that's, you know, I remember when I was out in Colorado all the time, you know, I'd be like, oh, how come Ernie's show's not on? You know, because you know, I'd listen to it every morning out there while I was working and
confused as to the time it starts. It is confusing. Another thing is that people write EST, right? Like, just to tell you what the time time zone is. Well, most people don't know when they're in standard time and when they're in daylight time. So I just say Eastern. I just write out the term Eastern rather than saying, you know, what trying to explain to people what EDT means, Eastern Daylight Time. And the Eastern time zone spends more time in the Atlantic time zone, one time zone shifted ahead, than it does in its own. Daylight shifting time shifts you one time zone forward, effectively. So your Eastern time zone spends, you know, the states in Eastern time zone spend more time in the Atlantic time zone than they do in the Eastern time zone. But everybody just calls it Eastern because, well, New York and Washington are here. It's a confusing mess.
I remember screwing around with a GPS I had years ago. And the GPS, you had to set it for either Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Daylight Standard Time or Atlantic something or whatever. And I can remember, like, driving back and forth, like, Colorado to New England for years. That GPS was like, I'd never just get the time. Like, it was always like an hour ahead, you know.
Yeah,
And it was just like I'm like, well, what the hell is the difference? And, you know, I just never really cared to put enough thought into it or effort into it to, like, really mess around with it. But I remember it was always just a little annoying.
What's the actual reason for daylight savings time?
Well, you'll get a variety of them, and at this point, none of them are true.
Okay.
So
I can tell you what the farmers all say.
Well, they say it's about harvest, but never was.
No. The farmers I dealt with say it's so rich city folk can get a little extra hour of golf time. That's what they say it's for.
So, in the morning?
I don't know. Just that's what they want, extra hour of golf.
Yeah.
So, is it supposed to get dark later or earlier? Which one's right?
It gets dark.
Which one would be standard?
I always get so confused. Let me look it up for you.
Okay.
Just to confuse us.
855-450-3733. 855-450. Free as in freedom here on Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump spent the day at the 8th Annual Prescription Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit in Atlanta, Georgia.
Everyone here today is united by the same vital goal, to liberate our fellow Americans from the grip of drug addiction and to end the opioid crisis once and for all.
Vice President Mike Pence visited Detroit to drum up support for the USMCA trade deal.
Under the USMCA, the American worker is going to be able to compete on a level playing field and win as never before. You know, just last week, the United States Trade Representative released a study that says if the USMCA goes into effect, we can actually expect automakers to invest an additional $34 billion in our country.
The USMCA is intended to replace NAFTA and requires congressional approval. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, then I don't care if it's daylight or savings. Whatever Eastern time is, wherever it is, I don't think there's any states in the United States that choose not to participate in Eastern daylight shifting time. So it's safe to say anytime it's Eastern time. I don't know about the Canadian provinces or the Caribbean states or anything like that, so you'll have to figure that out on your own. But 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time, you can call us, and we'll be on the air. Doesn't matter if it's, well, it was Easter recently, and we were doing a show, so, you know, we'll be here. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It is Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
FreedomsPhoenix.com is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site, meaning they collect news stories. And if you want the newest and freshest stories and a perspective on current events from those who value liberty, FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch, which I get, and actually comes in sometimes twice a day because, well, they want to make sure you get all the good stories. It's the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Speaking of science news, they found out where the people who built Stonehenge came from and how they got there. So you're not going to find that news on too many news aggregation sites out there. I find that stuff to be fascinating. It's all at freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. It's run by nerdy folks, as nerdy as I am. FreedomsPhoenix.com. I recommend them highly.
If I could throw out a little more about the Freedoms Phoenix aggregate there. So this morning on Ernie's Declare Your Independence show, they were talking about
how that's the guy who runs it, yeah. Ernest Hancock.
Ernest Hancock, and he does a morning show that broadcasts on LRN from 9 to 12 Eastern time.
LRN.fm.
Yes, and so I listen to pretty much every day. But this morning they were talking about housing, and the guest that was on says, "Oh, have you seen the headlines lately about the McMansion prices are going down in this place, California, and this mm-hmm. place here, and the default in the car loans is at X amount of money, and a default in the student loans is 1.6 something trillion. A default in home loans in California, and home loans in this place and that place." And they were just, around about those. And Ernie goes, "Oh, why don't you just put in housing in the search on Freedoms Phoenix and see what pops up?" So, because it's news articles. So, what all these news articles, when you go into housing and the search, it has all the housing ones, and it chronically goes back. So they started going back, and so there's a whole bunch of recent ones in there. And then there's a couple from, little things here and there. And then you get back to 2008, and bam, all the same articles about basically the same stuff that's coming out in media today is the whole 2008-2007 cycle. And they were going through them this morning. It was pretty interesting when I was listening to it. They were going through all the headlines from 2007 to 2008, and the guy, I forget the guy he had on this morning, but they're, "Oh, yeah, and there's these other ones, the New York Times this," and he's like, "What, the New York Times is running this, reprinting the same articles from a decade ago?" It basically was really the only difference in the article.
There are some similarities in real estate news right now as there were in, say, the end of 2005, beginning of 2006. I don't know that everything in the marketplace looks the same, but I'm not recommending that people buy necessarily. So let's talk about real estate for a second. I think this is worth talking about. We almost never touch on it here on Free Talk Live. Libertarians like to own their land.
Mm-hmm.
People like to own their land. Americans have been sold this bill of goods on owning our land. And I'm not saying there aren't advantages. If you have a giant dog like you, Angie, it might be a good idea to own your own property because landlords hate.
But they don't mind her because she's not an aggressive breed.
Okay. Different landlords feel differently. But, if you want to have your own garden, if you want mm-hmm. to have a big dog, there's some reasons to own your own home.
Yeah.
But if you do the math, most of the time, owning your own home doesn't make sense financially until you've been in it for 7 years. And most Americans move about every 7 years. So, more or less, just as it's beginning to make some sense, you lose out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can find a good renting situation, now when you're renting, you're at people's, beck and call to some extent. If they decide they're going to sell the house, then what
are
you
going to move?
You've got to move. It's time to pick up.
You got 30 days.
Yeah, right. Hopefully you get 60 if their contract is put up that way. But more or less, that's how that goes. Mm-hmm. You're at their pleasure as opposed to your own. And so I my opinion has shifted over time on this topic. I used to be a big advocate of home ownership, and I don't think I am anymore. I think that in many cases it makes sense to leave all the little things that break to somebody else.
It certainly does for certain people.
Yeah.
There are people, like, for example, the home I bought, there a lot of people looked at it and are like, "Wow, I wouldn't even take this on. They're just not even interested."
Just a lot of repairs.
Yeah, a lot of repairs, a lot of places that haven't been maintained in a while.
So presumably you got it at a pretty good price.
I did. I got it for a good price. And
that's one person that can really benefit is a person who is willing and able to do a lot of repairs on their own and can put sweat equity into the house. Oftentimes you still won't be compensated at your normal rate, but nonetheless, it can work for you.
Yeah, like my buddy's a roofing contractor.
Yeah.
And I was telling him all about the property and when I was buying it, and I go, "What would you do for an estimate?" He goes, "It would be at least $100,000. And he goes, and honestly, he says, "I would probably say like 150 just so I wouldn't get the job." And he goes, "Right. there's a lot of good low hanging fruit out there in the roofing business. No need to, it's just like the auto body guys want to work on collisions. They don't want to work on rust. For example, my place was like a rust case. If it was
hard to do
in the car world. But you were talking about renting. Max Kaiser's show I listened to quite a bit.
Okay.
And
he was an early adopter in cryptocurrency.
Yeah, he's always talking about crypto. And Blackwater Property Management is one of the world's largest owner of rentals.
Okay.
So he's talking about how Blackwater gets all this free money from the ECB, European Central Bank, 0.001% interest money. And then they go when there's housing meltdowns, and they go buy up all these apartments. So, like, for example, they own in Dublin, Ireland, they are the largest owner of apartments. They own 3,000 units in Dublin.
Pretty impressive.
They are the largest owner of rentals in everywhere in Europe, almost all the major cities. And what they've done is...
It's smart, right? Like, you wait until the housing market crashes, and then you go in, you get it at pennies on the dollar, or, you know, dimes on the dollar at the very least.
Right.
And you then, when the market comes back, and it always does, because people still need to live places, then you're in pretty good shape.
And it's a private equity firm, essentially, is what they are. It's just a part, and they get this money from European Central Bank, for example, at nothing. And like the average European or Irish guy or Scottish guy, he can't get an interest rate to go buy a dozen apartment buildings or a dozen units for, you know, 0.00% something. And these major private equity firms do, and they literally buy up major city blocks. And as Max Kaiser puts it, that, you know, the banks help destroy these neighborhoods. They were talking about how in 2008 here in the United States, all the a lot of the African-American neighborhoods and, you know, around the major cities got decimated, and their property values went down. And a lot of these private equity firms just went and bought up everything and just jacked the rent right up. And this is what they're actually suing the United Nations or the World Trade Organization, or one of those organizations they were talking about, has actually saying that Blackwater, the property management company, is literally a predator. They're very aggressive about evictions, and they're just jacking the rates up because they have monopolized the rental marketplace because they own so much of it. And there's all these other companies own big blocks of it too. There's very few like mom and pop rental operations, I guess, in
Europe. Let's talk about evictions, because as a landlord at times, I guess I think I'd safely call myself a landlord. I have one unit, and I you know, I've had this situation that I've had to deal with. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Is it predatory to kick people out of their houses? Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever you want, but we're talking about sort of renting versus buying and sort of some of the ethics of being a landlord, that kind of thing. You're welcome to call in and talk about that. The number is 855-450-3733. You're welcome to call in and talk about whatever you want. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. Looks like we got somebody on the call-in lines, too. On if you go to discord.freetalklive.com, you can download the app and sound great. Want to tell you about the AMP program. If you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you can support our unique form of programming here on Free Talk Live. There's nothing like us. On the air. Nobody's going to, you can't just call in, talk about whatever you want on national radio, but you can on Free Talk Live. We also.
Sarah will attest to that. She gets kicked off of shows.
She does. Local shows. She can get on Free Talk Live. You can do it like Venkman has, who's a platinum amplifier. We just ask people to give $5 a month at the AMP program, but Venkman has gone much, much deeper in at $25 a month to become a platinum amplifier. Do all that at amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. Jay, before we go into this whole rental thing, I want to take Wikawea on the Discord lines. Wikawea, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi there. Yeah, I was just wanted to just chip in about this landlord sort of stuff that we were talking about. I think, is it Jay? I think you were mentioning like how in Ireland they kind of, they monopolized the market and they got some special low interest rates. Is that what you were saying?
Yes. And also, and this was a report by, on the Max Kaiser show. And they had also talked about how these, large private equity firms who have bought up most of the apartment housing is also getting a tremendous, property tax breaks. Like they're getting their, they're able to make deals with the tax assessors and whatnot and get their property valued really low. So it was very low taxes is also what they had were talking about. And basically the the mom and pop renters, you know, landlords really can't even compete with these guys because their overhead's so high.
Yeah, it's a very, very similar story in the UK where I live. I've spoken to lots of small-time landlords who are totally squeezed out by regulations now. You know, there's millions of little health and safety checks that they have to pay for. environmental sort of energy efficiency stuff that they have to pay for. And also the big property developers, the massive companies, are kind of benefiting through the planning permission system, which a lot of people suspect is corrupt. It's a total disaster. It's just like one of the other kind of ways, like one of the few sort of last remaining ways to make money kind of fairly without using the state to cheat. And that's kind of been eroded away.
It used to be one of the ways that couples would retire is they'd take their retirement. They'd move to someplace warm, and they'd buy themselves, you know, a duplex, a fourplex, or something like that, and they'd rent it, you know, they'd have their own spot, and they'd rent out the rest. I don't know what terminology you guys use over there, Wikiwea, but probably, you know, four flat or something, some terminology like that. And they would, they'd rent to people, they'd take care of the property, but more or less, that was their work.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they probably didn't spend that much time on it. When you aggregate the whole month out, you know, obviously you got to be there for when the water springs a leak or something like that. And that used to be a system. But it sounds like if these big companies are getting in and finding systems for cutting overhead, specifically regulation and taxes, then, well, it just shows one of the ways, one of the many ways that the state is employed to, profit the rich and well-connected.
It's the same thing that's happened in the poultry industry, where literally Purdue Corporation out of, you know, Georgia had introduced and lobbied all the legislature in the United States for all this heavy poultry regulation and all these other heavy duty slaughterhouse regulations having to do with, you know, all kinds of other food processing, because my father and my in 1960 something, when they moved to Palmer, Massachusetts, there was literally 20 different butcheries in the villages of Palmer, and you could literally take, you know, your chickens, drop them off to the Polish butcher, then the Italian butcher, the Irish butcher, and get three different types of, you know, or your pork or
whatever
the
preference was,
whatever you wanted. There was you know, several to choose from, and it was literally the regulation that killed that came right, was written by Purdue, and now we know that pretty much, you know, all the poultry consumed in this country or produced in this country is all produced on these, you know, mega, there are millions of chickens they're raising at a time. And actually, in this Max Kaiser report, 1374.
Let me get a comment here from Wikiwea first.
On what he was just saying, though, I mean, that's interesting. I wasn't aware of that. I wouldn't know how to compare it to the UK because I don't know about the poultry.
So how do these boards make it more, and make it easier for big businesses to buy houses and rent them? Because renting and buying houses, they still need people to do it. These people are just employees, and employees now with salaries and pensions and benefits and all that other stuff. It would seem like it would be difficult for a big company to compete in the area of real estate. But if they're managing to duck regulations, how are they doing that?
Well, I don't know how precisely, but I presume it's largely to do with being politically connected. There was on it in the UK about how a lot of the new, like a lot of these buildings are sort of brand new buildings being built right now, and a lot of them don't meet sort of the minimum standards and things. And okay, you might not be in favor of these regulations existing, but the fact is the little guys wouldn't get away with not following them.
Right.
I don't know exactly how, I don't know the mechanics of it, but I
know
presume
how it happens.
Because
it happens here in this country too.
Yeah.
I mean, you just make it comfortable for the building inspector. If you're a land developer, there's a land developer in Palmer, Massachusetts, and he developed a bunch of land, built a bunch of houses, lots of issues.
Wikiwea, thanks for the call.
And
okay, thanks.
The former building inspector, Roulette's his name, ended up retiring because a lot of pressure started coming on. And these houses that he approved, you know, a decade ago, started literally sinking, having all kinds of issues because they, like, there's several developments that have all this issue. And they just literally, the guy signed off on all these things, which, you know, upon further inspection, didn't happen.
Right.
You know, and everybody knew that the developer and the in town, that they were drinking buddies, that they were pals. And,
I see.
You know.
So one of the things that I find sort of very interesting about all this stuff is that people say without these building inspectors and without the government being involved, then people would do shoddy work and, you know, the standards wouldn't be met and whatever, right? Well, what evidence do you have that that's occurring now? Because monopolies tend to towards poor customer service and poor accountability. Well, the building inspector is a monopoly. It's not like somebody goes in there and says, we, the building inspecting company, put our name behind this. We're licensed and bonded. And if this doesn't meet the standards that we say it meets, then you can sue us.
Yeah.
Nobody. I don't know that of anybody who's ever sued a municipality because the standards weren't met on whatever their house is.
They did in Palmer.
Okay.
And guess what?
What happened?
The same thing that happened when I sued them. They said, we have
sovereign immunity. Yeah.
We have sovereign immunity. We can't be sued over this.
Yeah.
You know, there's no nothing right. You can do.
So they jump in. They say, we're going to provide a service. Bum, bum, bum. And then, and everybody wants the service. Certainly, when you put drywall up, you can't tell. The average person can't walk in and tell, this electric isn't going to catch fire.
Right.
They don't know.
Nobody can tell.
They don't know whether the plumbing is in, you know, at the standard it's supposed to be at. They don't know any of this stuff. They just want the house built right.
Right.
Everybody wants that. And the expectation is that you pay all this money and jump through all these hoops for these building inspectors. Now, when I built my house, there was, you know, the building inspector came through two times. Walked through the one time and just sort of said, there's a frame of a building, all right. And walked through a second time and, looked and made sure that the drywall was up correctly in the garage and then gave us an occupancy permit. I mean, nothing happened. And now I'm not saying anything bad about the guy because he knew that I didn't want a lot of pressure from him.
Now, imagine you were a troublemaker and the town didn't like you.
Well, they had every reason to. The building inspector liked me. The town did not. But,
or to one of the building inspector's friends. Let's say the building inspector has a reason not to like you.
Yeah.
My dad threw the building inspector off our property years ago when our house burnt in the 90s when I was a teenager. And told him that he's going to have him arrested if he came back. We never saw him again.
Yeah.
There was no permits involved in that.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450. Free as in freedom. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. What are your building permit stories? This stuff is, it's a mess. Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.